This is episode 1217. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing this week as you explore uncertainty? In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation to help you open up to life's flow, to allow whatever is trying to happen in your life to unfold. I want to share with you a little research I've been doing for this week's series, and this is from talentsmart.com. And I liked this article, which is titled 11 Ways Emotionally Intelligent People Overcome Uncertainty, and it's by Dr. Travis Bradbury. I like this article because it talks about the different part of your brain you access when you're managing uncertainty. And this is research that was conducted by a Caltech neuroeconomist who imaged subjects' brains as they were forced to make increasingly uncertain bets, the same kind of bets we're forced to make on a regular basis for business. This is a business website, so he's sharing it from a business perspective. The less information the subjects had to go on, the more irrational and erratic their decisions became. Now, you might think the opposite would be true, that the less information we have, the more careful and rational we are when we evaluate the validity of information. Well, this was not so. As the uncertainty of the scenarios increased, the subjects' brains shifted control over to the limbic system. That's where your emotions, such as anxiety and fear, are generated. Your limbic system, the back part of your brain. The rational brain is near your prefrontal lobes. And what this study discovered was that as we face uncertainty, our brains push us to overreact. But successful people are able to override this mechanism and shift their thinking in a rational direction. And as the article goes on to explain, this requires emotional intelligence. Now you might be wondering, well, what defines a successful person? A successful person is someone who is successful in the world of business and is determined to have emotional intelligence. So, if you are a business person, you will especially be able to relate to this. But I think that running a business requires a lot of different juggling and a lot of uncertainty. So not all people who run successful businesses are necessarily successful in other areas of their life. But if they do make good decisions regarding their business, these are some of the qualities they possess as they deal with uncertainty. They quiet their limbic systems. So instead of having a knee-jerk fear reaction whenever faced with uncertainty, they allow their emotions to settle. So they pounce on that fear right away and stay positive. In this way, they're able to act from their prefrontal lobe, that's actually the part that you activate and develop each time you sit down to meditate or each time you do a meditation technique. So as they notice uncertainty, they don't deny the fear or pretend like it doesn't exist. They recognize the uncertainty and the fear and dangers. And then they focus on what's positive about the situation. So they think of even one positive thing that happened, no matter how small it is. That begins the process of activating their prefrontal lobes, which helps them to seek solutions rather than to focus on fears. And so in doing so, they embrace that which they can't control. They keep moving forward into the unknown despite uncertainty that they cannot control by noticing the familiar within the unfamiliar, noticing what they recognize as positive about an uncertain situation. So they say to themselves, here's what we don't know, but we're going forward based on what we do know. We may make mistakes, but that's a lot better than standing still. And in this way, they focus only on what matters. Some other traits that go along with focusing only on what matters is they don't seek perfection. Emotionally intelligent people don't set perfection as their target because they know there's no such thing as a perfect decision in an uncertain situation. And they don't dwell on problems. And one of my favorite sentences in this article is that where you focus your attention determines your emotional state. So when you fixate on the problems that you're facing, you create and prolong negative emotional stress, which hinders performance. So these are some suggestions for you as you manage uncertainty in your life. And so as you sit down and meditate today, you may want to focus on your second chakra, right at your reproductive organs. This has to do with being open to opportunities, going with life's flow. And as you open up, think of a river. The element of your second chakra is water. The color is orange, a dynamic color with lots of movement. And as you focus on being calm like a river, flowing, think of obstacles in your path, just as a river encounters boulders, trees fallen across the river, and they meander around these obstacles. They continue to flow. Think of obstacles as you manage uncertainty and how you can stay focused and in the current of what really matters most with you and flow around these obstacles. And as you do so, you continue on the journey, allowing it to unfold as it may. Managing uncertainty as you continue to go with life's flow. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day. And if you'd like full 30-minute guided meditations, you can find those at my website at sipandom.com. And there you can find access to over 1,000 guided meditations, a new one every day, a journal and a guide customized for each week's series. And you can try this for 2 weeks absolutely free on a membership site, as well as access to a new app that's still in test mode. You can help us test it. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.